Well, out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, it's the U.S. Cattle Inventory Report. Seeing if there's herd expansion going on, we get reaction from Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. And Tom, what do you think of this latest report?
Well, Leslie, I had made comments before that I really didn't think the report would have much effect on the market unless it surprises us lower than or higher than expected numbers. Well, we got a little bit of a surprise. We're looking at higher than expected numbers out here. We're looking at our all cattle and calves expected to come in virtually at unchanged from a year ago. It came in for 1% increase. So now we've got 89.8 million head of cattle out there. The annual calf crop for 2014 was expected to drop 1.5%. It came in 1% larger at 33.9 million head. Then we got the total cow heifers calved. It was supposed to be around 100.6%. It came in at 102%. Then you got beef cows, heifers that have calved, also at 100.6% was the estimate. It came in at 102%. And looking at the breakdown a little bit on these beef cow and heifers that have calved, the biggest increases, sizable increases, I should say, have occurred in Texas and Oklahoma, as it shows they are rebuilding that herd there. Now, you look on down through the rest of the numbers, the next thing that stands out really big, beef replacement heifers are supposed to increase by 2.7%. They've got them increasing by 4%. So we are seeing a lot of numbers coming in bigger than expected. So it does show the herd expansion is in progress, and it's running along at a faster pace than what we had anticipated. Now, the next big question is, how's the market going to handle this? Because overall, that looks price negative. Of course, some of it's going to take time before it really has a large effect on the market. But considering today's upside we saw in the cattle complex, the positive close, triple-digit gains, we could definitely see a softer market when we open up Monday morning at 9:05.
Tom, how long do you think this will hinge on the market?
Leslie, that's a tough thing to say, you know, how long the traders will pay attention to it, whether they watch it for 30 minutes on Monday morning or they watch it longer than that. Keep in mind, we're still going to be watching the cash out there as one thing that can have a lot of influence on our markets, too.
All right. Well, Tom, what's your phone number?
You can get me on the phone or on the Internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
You've been joined by Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities. Reaction, again, the U.S. Cattle Inventory Report, all inventory up 1% over a year ago. Bringing you coverage on the Radio Oklahoma Network, I'm Leslie Smith.